So, when I was a reporter and when I was studying journalism, you had to have notebooks. And when you were studying journalism at ATI, a six-month course, that's how old I am, because they stopped having them quite a long time ago. One of the things you had to do was you had to be able to write down something shorthand at 80 words per minute and then type it back at 25 words per minute, or you did not get your journalism diploma. So imagine my surprise when I discovered that Massey University's journalism school has said, well, you don't need to learn shorthand anymore. And James Hollings is the head of that school of journalism, based in Wellington. He's on the line now. Kia ora, James.
Kia ora, Brian. How are you?
I'm all right. Shorthand. Do you do T-line? I assume it's T-line.
Do I do it myself?
Yeah, well, no. Did you teach it?
I didn't teach it myself personally, but we had some very experienced teachers in that did teach it and taught it very successfully for a long time, and to people like yourself and myself for that matter. But the time has come now when I think we're probably about the last domino to fall, that we had to let it go.
Reluctantly, James?
Reluctantly for me and
yeah.
I think many others. One doesn't like to see one's own skills sail into the sunset, right?
Yeah, well, I guess you can still keep using it if you want to. I mean, I find uses for T-line. I was hopeless at it. I really was. I mean, I had to go and do special private lessons just to get up to the mark. But I still find it useful sometimes when I'm memorizing things, memorizing words for songs or something. Just writing them out in T-line is quite handy. So it's not a complete waste. We can still use it a bit. You do a bit of music yourself, don't you, James?
I do indeed, Brian. It's another story, though. Yeah, but once it's in, you're right. T-line, once it's in your brain, it's an earworm, and you use it all the time. I still use it when I'm interviewing people or writing notes or about anything. It's such an incredibly useful skill to have. And I think, you know, when I was talking to a lot of people in the industry about whether we should keep it or not, and you'd get this sort of 50-50 split, really, and it really just seemed to come down to whether people are ahead of themselves. But increasingly, we found that the industry just wasn't calling for it in the same way that they used to, and was very 50-50 about whether it was needed. And the real, I guess, problem is that it's like any kind of teaching or qualification, you get mission creep. You know, some new technology comes along, we should have that, and the new one comes along, we should have that too, and they should do that, and they should wear a backpack, and they should, you know, carry a video camera, and they should everything else. And you can only teach so much in a year, and it really comes very important to prioritise and think about what really is the most important thing, what really makes good journalists. T-Line was incredibly useful in an age when there weren't good dictaphones and recorders around. Mm. Of course, there's a lot more of that now. It's still got a place. It's still useful, and a lot of journalists would say, and I'd agree with them, there are times when you can't record things, and it's great to have that skill, and it's so important. T-Line is, having shorthand is a lot faster as a reporter than listening to it recording and writing.
Yes. Why do you think of this? Because dictaphones have been around actually for a long time. And actually, you could find a perfectly decent dictaphone back when I graduated from ATI in 1988-89. So what's different, do you think, about the technology now that people use to record stuff, which means that T-Line doesn't cut it?
Well, because it's digital, as you know, if you listen to, you know, if your listeners on your website are looking at a podcast, or they can just move the slider back to exactly where they want it, or if you're looking at something on YouTube, you can move the slider along to where you want it. So it's the same with a digital recording. The old voice recorders, you couldn't do that, of course, because they were tape. It just ring.
You're making me feel nostalgic now, the good old days, the bad old days. And I guess the other thing
is, we should bring them back.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, the reality is students aren't using it. They don't. Is it really the students in the end that have sealed the fate of T-Line, of shorthand?
To be honest, Brian, they just weren't turning up to classes in shorthand. We'd have these classes, we'd lay them on, and you get very poor attendance because universities would not recognise T-Line as a shorthand, they let us teach it, but wouldn't recognise it as a qualification, so you couldn't enforce it really as part of your diploma or your degree, I should say. So and students would not increasingly not turn up to classes to do it because they're so busy these days, you know, working God knows how many hours to pay rents, pay these rents, as well as trying to study. So it became a question of priorities, really, and it was sucking up so much time in the curriculum that it was much better to spend that time doing the more important parts of journalism. I think there's a place for T-Line and shorthand, and they can learn it later on if they want to. You can do courses online, but in the actual, if you're going to teach something, you should be teaching the more important parts of journalism, the basics of journalism, rather than that.
James, you might not be able to answer this question, but is shorthand still used in other professions as opposed to journalism? I'm thinking maybe of people recording the proceedings of Parliament or court proceedings?
Yes, I believe so, particularly in some countries. I was just looking it up then, actually. There's a very active T-Line Association in the UK. It's still used in Britain, of course, and required as part of the national qualification there. And it's not going away, I don't think, but it's like a lot of things, you know, where a new technology comes along, everything just moves along the line a little bit and makes space for it and comes a little bit smaller, but those things still remain, you know.
There are some risks involved in giving up on the paper and the pen. For example, if you're storing all your records in the cloud or you're reliant on something powered to work, then your plan B isn't so obvious, James.
That's right. And the old notebook full of squiggles that, you know, if you hold it sideways and up against the sun in the window, you might be able to read some of them back. It's still useful. It's still there. And I think a lot of journalists will still continue to use it. I mean, it's got an amazing history, shorthand. If you think back, you know, it's been around for literally thousands of years. The Romans were using it. Cicero's scribe, his name I've forgotten, began with T.
Wasn't T-Line.
No, could have been, no. Who invented it? Invented a form of it, I should say. The Chinese had a very sophisticated form of shorthand which they used, which was part of the imperial court system. Japanese, most countries have had one. Dickens, of course, was famous for his shorthand, and he liked to tell everyone how good he was at it, especially when he was a political journalist. And so it's been in many forms. There's many different types of shorthand.
James,
I think it will still have exponents for a long time to come.
One last question. Do you think the change in the way reporters record the events that they are writing about, that they are covering, changes the way the news is portrayed? The movement away from writing things down to recording things, either in video or in sound?
That is a really hard question to answer.
Especially at 13 minutes to 11 on a Friday night.
But yeah, I think, I don't know yourself, did you find yourself, Brian, when you were actually writing something as you're listening to it, it changes the way you remember it? I think it makes it, I think it helps you focus more. I was talking about this with Kaiman, your producer, before we came on, is that, and she felt the same way, that it really does seem to help you focus more and remember more just the act of writing something. Perhaps that's why a lot of us use diaries or keep diaries. You know, it's not, you probably never go back and read them again or that often, but something about writing helps you focus and remember, and I think in a way which perhaps recording something doesn't. And whether that also changes the way you write as a journalist, perhaps, I mean, some journalists would say it really focuses your attention on accuracy. It was considered one of the ways of teaching journalists accuracy was to help them or ask them to, you know, make stuff verbatim, make verbatim notes. Others would say that, you know, accuracy is accuracy. You don't need to learn shorthand to do that. But yeah, I think it does. I think it really does change the way you think. I think for a lot of journalists, shorthand learning T-Line was sort of like a rite of passage, and it gave you a feeling of, you know, I've got the special knowledge, and journalists have told me, you know, they like the way that others try and read their notes and can't see what they're writing, and that gives them a sense of professionalism. And this sort of sense of professionalism is, I think, something very dear to a lot of journalists. It sort of came about at the beginning of the 20th century, where the journalism was trying to identify itself as a profession, and shorthand, I think, really was part of that sort of movement to, you know, the whole movement of objective reporting and we're like social scientists sort of thing, which is came about in the early 20th century, is this sense of trying to make journalism more professional, eh, or something like a profession. Although most people would say it probably isn't a profession, but it's something like one. And that really fed into that sort of thing. So it's sort of a long way around what you originally asked, but yeah, there's a lot of interesting aspects to it.
Well, James, I haven't burnt my notebooks yet, and hopefully you haven't burnt yours either. Thanks so much for joining us this evening, James.
Thank you, Brian.
That's James Hollings. He runs the Massey University Journalism School in Wellington, talking about the fact that they no longer insist that their students learn T-Line because the students said, nah.